Welcome to the Weird, Wild, and Woo podcast. I'm your host, Marie Reginato, and this is your hub where expansive conversations ignite the fullest expression of you. My podcast is here to encourage you to express all of your weirdness and all of your wildness that lives within that is just dying to come out. And I'm absolutely obsessed with helping you harness the practical tools of spirituality and experiencing all the fun woo-woo things so that you can feel electrified by life and come back to the essence of who you have always been. And in typical Gemini fashion, we are going deep on all the topics from manifestation, intuition, life purpose, human design, and so much more juicy goodness. It's a celebration. It's a party. So get ready to unleash your inner weird, wild, and woo. See you on the other side. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to be here today. I just really want to dive into it because I have a conversation that I really want to share with you that has been on my mind for the last couple months. And then over the last couple weeks, it really crystallized when I had a conversation with one of my friends. I feel like all the best ideas kind of happen when you're in relation with other people. So you can kind of offer advice from an outsider perspective. And I believe we were talking about like just slowly showing up to your business and to your life and to whatever you are creating. And that over time creates the life that you live. And while that's true, what I'm about to talk about and say is truly the antithesis of all of that, because that approach really never sat well with me. And I have a few examples that I want to bring to you and offer to you to really see it in a different way. And what I'm about to say might feel a little edgy because it literally contradicts every bit of information that is being spewed out to us right now by the collective and what you here on podcasts. And I believe to a certain degree that it is true, but I just really want to offer a new, fresh way of looking at it and really getting honest with what it takes to build out a life that you really want to have. Because, so I'm just going to say, you know, that book, Atomic Habits, you know, it's written by James Clear, I think is his name. And in the book, I mean, he's amazing. He does a beautiful job of laying out, taking small actions and stacking them every day to create a life where he's like, you know, just work out for 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 15. And I get that approach and like write 3 pages a day and then maybe 10 pages. Okay, that's fine. But the thing is, there really is this movement online where it's these small habits really change your life. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I do to a certain extent, but let's take the author of Atomic Habits for a second because then it'll kind of put it into perspective. This guy went fucking balls to the walls for years, dedicating all of his time to write the most epic book that is still on the New York Times bestselling book. So I'm kind of like, did he actually take his own advice? Because he literally just probably went so crazy with his workload to get this out there, to really refine his craft. So in my eyes, I'm like, I agree with what he says, but only to a certain extent, because if you're someone who wants to create a really true big life, really that just like breaks the norms for what you see is possible for yourself, pretty similar to what this guy did with his book, he shattered records of book selling on the New York Times, still top 10. You have to show up in a level of devotion that far exceeds showing up for small habits every single day. That guy, James Clear, I really don't want to speak for him, but I'm going to have to assume that he really, really showed up big time and didn't just do 10 pages a day. He probably sat down for hours and hours, researched, poured all of his heart and soul into it. He even talks about this on his website, how he did do that. And then he goes on later to talk about like when he was marketing the book, because he knew he wanted it to be such a smash hit. He did like, I don't know, 30 something speaking engagements. He did so many podcast interviews. This guy didn't just do small little habits that became this massive success. No, he fucking went wild and gave it his all the time. And I just think it's not very fair where when we're talking about creating these big, beautiful lives. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, most likely that's you. Like, we see this big, dreamy future and we want to create it. But I think sometimes it can be misguided by, let's take a small step approach to get there. And another example I have is this one woman who is one of my inspirations in the food space. I started following her a long time ago. And I do love, this is the thing, like, I love the message that these people say. I think there's just a different approach when you're really trying to create massive results in your life. So a long time ago, and right now, she really talks about how eating well and going plant-based changed her entire life. And but she really advocates, like, just make small changes. You don't have to do anything overnight. Yet her story is that she gave up everything overnight and completely changed her diet overnight and then healed her body. And it's just kind of funny to me when I see people saying these things. Yet they have amazing successes, but they did it the complete opposite way. And so, again, like, I just really want to showcase that sometimes I think that's true and sometimes I don't. And you really have to gauge what time and space you are in right now to see, like, is it a moment in my life where I can go balls to the walls to this? Or is it a moment in life where I should be taking smaller action steps? But I think there is such a conversation right now about always taking slow action steps that you really forget that there's so much that you can create in your life when you start to stay in the momentum of compounding great over great over great, instead of compounding pretty good. I'm doing okay. I'm showing up over. I'm doing okay. And I really just want to use myself as an example. When I look back at my business and when it really started to blossom, I devoted every ounce of my free time, almost all of my free time, to starting my business. And I have been in business now since 2016 and growing my business since 2016. And it didn't happen because I took small action steps. It happened because I gave it my all, because I trusted in myself, because I went balls to the walls, because I was in this very important stage of business and growth called your ramp up stage. This is something that one of my dear friends, Maya, and I talk about all the time, really assessing in your life if you are in a ramp up phase or if you are in a maintenance phase. And I think when we talk about things like that slow growth compound effect, I think that is best when you are more so in a maintenance phase versus a ramp up. So if you're looking to, sorry, you guys, I literally have Elio's hair in my mouth. So it really comes back to when you're really looking to change your life, change your business, especially still the beginning phases of 2024, when you have this big horizon of by 2025, I want my life to be completely different than what it looks like now. The answer is you really do have to take a hard look and say, have I really been showing up and giving it my all? Or have I been really kind of doing it a little bit more of that slow turtle approach, which is fine for big change to happen. You really do need to recognize if there's more you can give. And I feel like, again, that's just not talked enough. And going back to my story about building my business, I really gave it my all. And I gave it my all pretty solidly for about 5 years before I started to pull back. And at that point, my business could be on more of a maintenance level to where I had a little bit more breathing room to really assess and refine and pivot. And now I actually feel very much like I'm back in a ramp up phase because I have other areas of my business that I'm starting to open and to launch and to create. And I know in that phase, it's really important to stay in the energy of upward motion, of compounding great over great over great, of really showing up every single day and giving it my all, really making every moment count. And I want to say for women in particular, because we don't have 24 hours like men, we live off of the hormonal cycle of our flow of our period. And that's a beautiful thing. Each week we have different levels of energy. So I never, in this conversation, I never really want to make it seem that you have to give it all every single day of the week. I think what's even more important is when you have the energy to give it all, that you actually step into that. You really take it on And you just give it your all. You do go with that energy of balls to the walls. That is honestly my like slogan for the year, because that's the energy. I just, like I said, I'm currently in this ramp up phase as I'm building out different areas of my business. And that feels so resonant and so true to where I am at. And that's the thing. Like when I'm in my ovulation phase or my, I think it's, is it the luteal phase? I still get a little confused with it. But the phases of the period and of your cycle, when you have more energy, that to me is when you should be compounding great on great on great. And then on the days where you're feeling sick or you're feeling just exhausted or it's your cycle and you want to rest, I think the best thing you can do is take your foot a little bit off the gas, but don't entirely shut it down. The hardest thing to do is to actually stop and then have to get back into the game. Just stay in the game as much as you can. If you are feeling exhausted, just stay in the game a little bit, because that's all the energy that you can muster. That is fine. That is when that small compound effect, I think that's the perfect time and place for it. When you don't have the energy to do balls to the walls, when you really just need to be able to. When you just have enough energy to just stay in the game, that's perfect. And you do a few things that day. And then the next day, your energy level starts to pick up and you still stay in the game. You are still riding a little bit of that momentum. I'm telling you, I've done this so many times before and from experience. And I know you could probably ask yourself this too, but it's so much harder to take your foot off the gas, to completely stop, and then have to start again. Oh my God, the energy suck that that entails is to me one of the hardest things to come back to. So, the whole point of this conversation is when you have the energy to give it your all, to go balls to the walls, fucking do it. You'll never regret it. And you trust yourself that you know when to pull back before any type of burnout. I think the burnout happens is that you're constantly in a state of going and going and going and giving it your all. But especially as women, when we have those moments during our cycle to really tune in, slowly take your foot off the gas and just give what you can give while staying in the game. That also, to me, builds that confidence and shows that, okay, the success that's required in my life doesn't require me to have to go fast all the time. It requires me to stay in the game and to show up every day, but it doesn't require me to have to rush through anything. And know that when my energy, and in a way, it's like, and I can trust that when my energy is at an all-time high, that's when I give it my all. And that's when I compound that great on that great on that great. Because what you're really trying to do is compound a life that is great on top of great, because then you get this level of excellency instead of always compounding, like, oh, I just kind of gave it my best. Like, I just kind of showed up. I still like, every single day, I'm just like doing a little bit. I'm doing what they say. I'm just stacking some habits, and that's okay. But you also, there's got to be a little bit of tough love there that I feel that I can gently offer you today, and know that I'm also in that situation of being in that ramp up phase where I want a lot of my life to change. I love how it looks right now. I have loved it, but my soul is craving growth. It is craving change. It is so happy with the lessons that I've learned, how I've been showing up. And now it's like, Marie, take that and add that to your life and start compounding the great on the great on the great. And know that when your energy slumps, you can compound the good on the good enough, the good enough. And that is really, 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 really all that I want to share with you today. It's just knowing that you will probably listen to podcasts and they'll tell you that it's okay to do your best, and which to a certain degree I agree with. But I also just want
you that if you really do feel inclined to.
up and create a life that is absolutely exceptional, that really does require a new edge from you. And that's not a scary place to be. That's a really beautiful and powerful place to be, because you really are showing yourself like what you are capable of in those moments. You really don't ever get to see that side of you until you push yourself. And of course, like just to preface it one last time, I'm not saying push yourself to burnout. I'm saying push yourself to see how much further you can go with your edge, because that version of you that is being stretched in that moment can only be revealed in those moments. That future self that is able to hold a little bit more each time you ramp up, each time you go a little bit more balls to the walls. Let's see, let's play this game. Let's see who you are when you enter that energy field. Because I can talk for myself too. I feel for a while, I was very much in a healing place and I got stuck in that loop of just kind of doing these small habits every single day, trusting that they would stack. But honestly, it was too slow for me and I wasn't feeling satisfied. I felt like I wasn't challenging myself anymore. I wasn't really honoring my energy and what I could actually create in this lifetime. I wasn't truly being present with the day, giving it all that I got. And I swear that's just what life is asking for you. Can you appreciate it? And can you show up with intention, with presence, with devotion and focus? Because a whole other side of this conversation is not that you have to go fast, but the most important thing, even more than time, is the level of focus that you can bring to each and every situation.
And the most valuable currency that you will have right now in this day and age really isn't time, but it is truly the level of focus that you're
willing to create in this life. And for me personally, that has been a very big struggle because I work for myself and I have to be very regimented with when I allow myself to pick up phone calls or to go on social media or to do anything outside of opening up a device where other people are asking things from me, because that is a big distraction that then takes away so much time, valuable mental space to create what I want to create. So a few things that I do, simply I put my phone on do not disturb. I create different subcategories on the Apple phone, which is really easy. You just go on do not disturb. And I have one that literally says go balls to the walls time. One that I have that says focus, give it your all. And I keep those on so I'm not being distracted by phone calls coming in, because what's so important, and I have a beautiful neighbor. She's such a sweetheart. And she comes over once in a while to chat or to hang out with Elio. And I just tell her, like, I'm recording podcasts. Please don't come by. I need to focus right now. And I'll put on my door like a little sign that says recording podcasts right now. And people know not to come in into my space because I'm in that zone. How locked in can you stay and can you hold that energy of devoted focusness while compounding great on great on great? So that is pretty much it, you guys. This is just such a beautiful topic that I've been really sitting with, because I'm just like you guys, like I want to create a big, beautiful life for myself. And whenever I feel dissatisfied with how I'm showing up, I know there are certain little things that I can do to tweak it. So for me right now, all that looks like is not really buying into this idea that I just need to compound a little each day to make great change. It's no, I compound great in order to make excellent change. And I do that by knowing what phase of life I'm in, a ramp up or a maintenance. I'm in ramp up. Okay. So when I have the energy to go balls to the walls, I honor that and I do it. And then when I'm on my cycle, and when I'm feeling sick or tired, I honor that. I don't get out of the game though. I stay in the game and I do a little bit. I don't take my foot completely off the gas. I just slow it. And then I focus so intently on what it is I'm creating. And I trust that that level of devotion and focus concentration will carry me to the next state. There you have it. Honestly, really take a hard look. Because sometimes we need a little tough love. And those people that you admire online, I guarantee you, they go balls to the walls way more than they're telling you. And that is a beautiful thing, especially when you have the energy and the space to do it. And when you do, absolutely go for it. And I really trust that you're going to see your life change so much faster. And not that we're in a rush, but we do like to see results. We are human and we are on earth and we are results driven. And that's a very, very beautiful way of doing it. So I love you guys so much. I hope this came across as like a loving, big, old big a loving big older sister, just older sister energy from someone who has been in this business for a long time and is always looking for ways to grow and to evolve and to see myself in a different light and to gain new perspectives and always challenge the norm, challenge what people are telling you, even what I'm saying now, like challenge it as well, because that's how we grow. That's how the conversation grows. And that's how we can continue to really evolve in community. So I hope you enjoyed. And I can't wait to chat in a couple weeks. Next week, we have a beautiful guest, Ana Gasol. She's going deep, you guys, on pleasure and money and the shame around both and how they're actually connected. And when you free one, you free the other. It's going to be so good. And very soon, I have a few things that are coming that are new that are coming to you guys in the next probably few months leading up to summer. And then at the end of summer, oh my God. This is why you will see why I'm in a lot, why I'm currently in a launch phase at the end of summer. Something is being revealed that I'm so elated to bring to you. I've never seen anything like it, especially talked about it in this way. It's not a program. It's not a podcast because I already have that. It's separate, entirely separate branch of the business. It's just going to blow things out of the water. So it'll all make sense. And I can't wait to share more soon. Okay, my loves, enjoy. Please, if you found this episode to be really insightful, and if you have a friend or a family member where you're like, wow, I know they're in a ramp-up phase, let me just send this to them. Maybe listen to it again, or let me know. Send me a DM if you need more examples or anything. Like, I'm always here to chat. My favorite thing ever to do is to respond to questions from you. That really helps me see, like, what next? What podcast episode should we dive into next? What do you want to know more of? I love being in conversation. That's the best thing about having this community with you guys. I love you guys so much. I can't wait to see you next week. And yeah, we shall chat soon. Mwah. Bye, guys. Thank you, beauty, so much for listening. If you absolutely love this episode, please share it with a friend or someone who could really benefit from hearing all the wisdom that was shared today. And be sure to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast so that I can keep bringing you all the juicy conversations that I know we want to have. And for daily inspiration, come follow me on Instagram and my website, both at Marie Reginato. I love you so, so freaking much, and I cannot wait until next time. And until then, go out and unleash your inner weird, wild, and woo, baby. Bye.